Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, we were talking about Malbec last week, I believe it was.
Right.
And this week we're going to sort of stay in that, since Malbec is usually associated with Spanish-speaking cultures, we're going to stay in that vein, but we're going to go to the heartland.
Go back to Spain. The homeland. Yeah, two of the most prestigious regions in Spain is Rioja and Priorat.
Yes.
And those wines can get pretty expensive, so... My mission was to see if I could find some reasonably priced examples of these that still delivered character and value. And boy, did I.
That's great.
So here's the first one. I'm going to use my fancy pronunciation. Pagos de Loray, Aranjuez, Crianza, Rioja.
Okay.
In other words, okay. Pagos de Loray, Aranjuez, Crianza, Rioja. I can't do it any other way. 2012. Crianza means that it's seen 12 months in oak. And this, in this case, as usual, it was American oak. So it's had considerable time in the bottle, mm-hmm. which is a nice thing that the Spanish do, is they give it some aging. And you definitely need to decant this wine, however. If you take it just straight out and pour it, you're going to think, what's Al talking about?
Right.
But decant it, pour it back and forth, let it sit there for an hour or so, it completely opens up and it becomes just wonderful. It becomes soft and full and tasty. And I think this is pretty classic well-aged Crianza Rioja. The aroma is pretty red plums, rose blossoms, and a touch of spicy oak. And the wine shows a good bit of tannin over the fruit of cherries and some earthiness in there. And It's just a wonderful wine. What I like about Rioja is that it's a great wine for vegetable dishes. It really works well with that. So I recommend that. Here's the oddball in this group. It's called La Maldita, which means the damned or the cursed.
Okay.
A Garnacha Rioja. And this, it's not even a Crianza. I think they just, it's a Jovain, essentially. It's a new wine. It's unusual because it has 100% Garnacha.
Which is unusual.
Very unusual. And Garnacha is on the label bigger than the region, Rioja. That's real unusual. So I wanted to see what this was like. It's a pretty interesting wine. I love Garnacha, or Grenache, as mm-hmm. it's known. It's got that signature wildness that I love. It tastes like field herbs and smells like field herbs. The aroma has that kind of crushed herbs and sweet cherries on it. The wine is medium to full body on the palate, totally soft. And then it displays a burst of tannin toward the end. And then it resolves with some really nice, sweet, spicy flavors. Really, really delicious. I think it was fine. And these wines, all of them are like, under between $12 and $20.
Oh, so that's a great
deal. These are good deals. And here, the real winner of this group of wines was the Priorat. The name of this one is Les Mines. The Mines is what it looks like. 50% Grenache, 25% Carignan, 25% Merlot. A very, very intriguing wine. It's a real mouthful. It is Grenache driven with all that, the field herbs which are in the nose and on the palate, but it has a lot else going on. A full panoply of flavors from high notes to spicy yellow plum down to earthiness at the end. Garnacha is just so dynamic in this wine, and I think it's mellowed out by the Carignan and the Merlot. It's a real mouthful of flavor. It tastes young now, but I think you could really age it for a long time. So this Priorat, which is under $20, is really nice. Well, I think we're going to put all these on the website. You can try to look them up and have fun with them. Adios. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.